Alabama and Tennessee syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio. Phil Williams here live in the Right Side Studios. Man, we got the local, the state, the national covering down on all the issues. And, oh yeah, like the dude just said, solid, conservative, and just plain right. Welcome to hour number two on a Taco Tuesday. Taco Tuesday, because it's always about food. Taco Tuesday. But, yeah, we're going to go right now to I've got somebody here in studio with me. You got the camera right? Good to go? We got a guest right here in studio with us representing House District 28 in the Alabama State House. And, oh, by the way, a successful businessman and a longtime friend of mine, State Representative Mac Butler. How you doing?
Great. Great to be with you again, Brother Phil.
It's good to have you, man. Thanks for making it happen in person. We appreciate that. Hey, I've been talking the last little while. You caught the last few minutes of it. About what I call radical schools. It's a crying shame that schools and libraries have become central figures in wokeness and in radicalizing children and in trying to invade the province of the parents' authority. But they have. And not always, because, I mean, I've got educators in my family. There is a whole slew, the vast majority, I'd say, of the rank and file in the education arena are not at all that.
Right.
But the bad apples in there are making things worse.
One positive that happened from COVID, if there was a positive, one positive was it exposed a lot of this.
Yes, it did.
Yeah, mom looking over the shoulder of some assignments exposed a lot that we were unaware of.
And suddenly, you're going, wait a minute, your teacher said what?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What's that hanging on the wall behind the teacher? Right. Why is that rainbow flag hanging there?
Right.
You've got a bill, brother. I think it's House Bill 244?
Yes, sir.
Tell me about it.
All right, we're going to take pre-K to 12. And basically ban gender identity, sexual orientation, pronouns, and as you say, like pride flags that I had no clue till people across the state started sending me pictures from the children's classrooms.
In Alabama.
And even here in Etowah County recently, I had a student telling me about her teacher could not deal with the curriculum for promoting all things transgender. Of course, I did talk to the superintendent about it, but it's a real... These are adults that are making conscious decisions to sexualize children and not in a healthy way.
Yeah.
You're talking about a doctor cutting off body parts of children. We know their brain's not developed to really 27 years of age.
Yeah.
Medical majority in Alabama, as you know, is 14.
Which is crazy.
And we're working on that. Representative Susan DeBose is bringing a bill, which she is incredible, bringing a bill to hopefully move that up to maybe 18. It's far too young for these children to be making these lifelong decisions. But it's just that adults that are making decisions to sexualize our children. And we have got to stand up. Thankfully, now there's been a change with Trump at the federal level that we're literally now just matching his executive order. But we've been at war with the federal governments for so long. That's why you and I both have been big 10th Amendment rights folks.
Absolutely. I mean, it's almost as if we've been given, I said it earlier in my monologue, we've been given the freedom to breathe a little bit and to sort of go through a reset. And I love what Trump said in his, his acceptance speech. He's bringing back the era of common sense.
Absolutely.
And that's what this is, really. At the same time, it's also more than common sense. It's just right. We have laws that, like, for instance, statutory rape is called statutory rape because by statute, by law, kids are not old enough to give consent to have sexual relations.
Yeah.
You can't get a driver's license till a certain age. You can't join the military till a certain age. You can't drink till a certain age.
That's right. Can't go to R-rated movie.
You can't get a Costco card.
That's right.
And all we're doing now with your bill is really just looking to set things right and saying, oh, by the way, all that talk about sexual identity is out of schools.
Let's keep that separate. We're not doing that great academically. Let's focus on the academics, the three R's.
All right. And not the fourth R being radical.
That's right.
which is a great quote from you, by the way.
Thank you, sir.
Where's the bill right now? I know
it's pending action in committee. And the chairman told me we would address it.
Is that Terry Collins?
March. Yes.
That's House Education Policy, correct?
Right. Yeah, and it should pass. We passed it last year, a little different version of it, and it didn't make it in the Senate. It was supposed to make, but the Senate had a meltdown there at the end. But we do believe we'll make it this time. Moms for Liberty is pushing hard. We got great Emily Jones, which is a rock
she's
star.
Wonderful, yeah. She's one of our podcasters here.
Okay. Yeah, she's fantastic. She's championing this issue, and she has exposed so much, sent me so much documentation that – we weren't aware that some of this was happening even here in our county. I called the superintendent to ask him about some of the apps, and they weren't aware that it was happening. But as soon as I contacted them about it, they shut it down. And then some of these things, they're not accessible after 3 o'clock. So that mom and dad couldn't see it. I mean, these people that are making this agenda item, this decision to sexualize children, are, I mean, they're smart. And we've got to be wise as a serpent and gentle as a lamb. And when time comes, we've got to become lethal.
Absolutely.
And fight these issues.
I think it was Emily Jones who told me that she discovered on her, I think I'm correct in saying this, she discovered her son's Chromebook from school, which was school supplied, that the only way you could see some of what was on it was to log in to the Wi-Fi at the school itself. It had to recognize that URL for you to be able to open certain things.
They are clever.
And so she actually went and sat in the parking lot and opened it.
Yeah,
at the school.
She's more clever. much more.
Well, that's why she's her podcast is called The Controversial Mom, because she's not afraid to get busy. Well, I mean, it's a crying shame that we've got stuff like this, but that is one of the things we have to deal with is sometimes the schools know it. Sometimes it's the activist groups that are supplying it, and it looks like, you know, it's a wolf in sheep's clothing.
Right.
And they get it in the front door. But I think one of the greater points is President Trump and your legislation here gives authority back to the parents to say, stop that.
Absolutely.
At the same time, you still have to be vigilant.
Right.
I mean, you've raised your kids.
And part of our role as men is to be a protector and a provider. And that's what I see this is literally. Let them be little. Let them be children. Protect their innocence as long as we can. The world is coming after them so quick. And now every child just about has that computer in their hand, their cell phone.
Yeah.
That is not wholesome on most days.
No, it's not. In fact, let me ask you this. Aren't y'all looking at a legislation right now that the governor wants that would ban phones in schools?
Oh, yes. Yeah. And as a former school board member for 10 years,
yeah,
I advocated for this. And as a school board member, because, you know, the kids every day needed to call their mom for all their extracurricular activities, what they were doing, and it was handy. But the students caused so many problems. It would literally shut down the schools. And to be honest, when I was on the school board, it wasn't cheating. It was naked pictures.
Yeah.
That somebody would take a picture, send it to the boyfriend, and 5 minutes later they break up and they transmit it to the entire school. And thankfully, our DA in Etowah County at the time was an adult and didn't prosecute these children for, you know, because basically possession of child pornography or distribution of child pornography. And they were just children, but they're so disruptive to the educational process. So I like the Lee Halsey's bringing the legislation, which she's another fantastic representative from Shelby County. But, you know, they still would have their phone. It has to be put away in their locker, in their purse, somewhere, you know, that not accessible, because it does. We all experience it that our phone is a constant. We're wanting to reach for it.
Yeah.
And I'm learning now, the longer we could prolong that from children, the better off they are.
Absolutely.
The mental anguish, just the anxiety they're getting from social media and the pressure of it. So, you know, thinking back, we wish we would have delayed a lot of these things with the phones. But absolutely, school is not the place. And in other countries, they have cell phone jammers where in a school or a movie theater that you have no signal, it won't work. Those are illegal here. But, you know, in a case of an emergency, they would be able to access it. But it does not need to be right there readily accessible. I know some teachers we have here in Etowah County, when you walk in the room, you place your phone on the chalkboard up there. So it's away from you, not calling to you.
Well, let me ask you, go back to your bill a minute.
Okay.
You said that it's going to come out of committee hopefully very soon, like this month.
This month.
And then we've got y'all are in session. If you went the full amount of time, because you can, you know, once you pass the budget, you can leave anytime after that.
Right.
But when would you expect it to go to the House floor, hopefully, like soon thereafter, I hope?
I do think the speaker has been real supportive of this legislation.
Okay. So leadership is saying yes.
Yes, he was appalled to it last time. When he saw what was actually happening with, you know, that some of these assignments are plain pornographic.
Yeah.
And, you know, and some of this stuff is for elementary school kindergartners. And
it makes no sense.
Yes, none whatsoever. We just think it doesn't have a place. You know, you and I survived 12 years of school without it.
Yeah.
And this transgender.
Amazing. Without phones, too, apparently.
But this transgender movement changed in about 2012, you know, and the DSM was a mental disorder. And then during the Obama administration, they changed it to gender dysphoria. It's still a mental disorder, and it's more compassionate to be honest and truthful with children. You're doing irreparable harm to little ones when you start cutting off body parts and giving them pain. I mean, very powerful drugs.
I've said before that there is no other psychological disorder that I can think of where the healing is allegedly that we have to join them in the disorder.
That's right.
I mean, if it was bipolar, if it was schizophrenia, if it was depression, if it was anxiety, we would try to help them to get out of it and even encourage them to get out of it. And the affirmation would be why they're better off not in it.
Great
and
point.
But in gender dysphoria, the left says we have to join them in it in order to heal them. Let me ask you this. Have you got on your bill, House Bill 244, is there a Senate companion bill? Is there a Senate sponsor yet? Do you know how that's going to work?
Yes. Senator Keith Kelly told me he would carry it up.
Outstanding. Keith Kelly's a great guy.
He is. Love Keith. Well,
listen, I am hopeful this bill is going to you know, make headway and do what it's supposed to do. And there's several things like this. And it's amazing that we have to keep playing, because we passed the divisive concepts bill already.
Right.
And we've got Trump's executive order. And yet I would say, I would bet, and you can back me up on this if you want to, but I would bet that 60% of everything we pass every year is a tweak to what's been done in the past, because we have to keep staying current and we have to bring it up to certain standards or catch up with the loopholes or whatever else. Your bill is doing exactly that, filling a gap that shouldn't have to be there, but it still is.
Yeah, a few years ago, it was not necessary, but today it is. And you mentioned the Magic City Acceptance Academy.
Yeah.
We as a legislature are going to have to exercise our authority with the power of the purse.
Absolutely.
Because nothing else is getting their attention, but I guarantee we impact dollars and cents, we will get their attention.
Yeah, you can't keep having some of the things they've had showing up at school for presentations and it'd be okay.
It's blatant.
They're not even trying to pretend.
Yes, just in your face. And so I think it's coming to a head, and hopefully this time we're going to take care of it.
Well, Matt Butler, you've been a warrior for conservative causes for a while. Thank you for that.
Thank you, sir.
Absolutely. And we'll keep track of this one and keep us posted. Just text me if things move, all right?
I'll do it. Thank you so much for having me.
That's State Representative Matt Butler from House District 28, right here in the Northeast Alabama area. He lives down the road from me in Rainbow City. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We will be right back.